This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned on Monday, ending 15 years in power, as thousands of protesters defied a military curfew and stormed her official residence. All of this comes as dozens of people were killed, scores injured in clashes in Bangladesh on Sunday, as police fired tear gas and lobbed stun grenades to disperse tens of thousands of protesters calling for the resignation. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Last month, at least 150 people were killed and thousands more were injured and arrested in violence sparked by demonstrations led by student groups protesting against quotas for government jobs. The Interior Ministry declared an indefinite nationwide curfew starting at 6 p.m. local time on Sunday. It's the first time it has taken such a step during the current protest. The unrest is the government's biggest test since deadly protests erupted after Hasina won a fourth straight term in January elections that were boycotted by the main opposition Bangladesh Nationalist Party. Critics of Hasina, along with human rights groups, have accused her government of using excessive force to stamp out the movement, a charge she and her ministers deny.
Tensions continue to rise in the Middle East following the assassination of a top Hamas terrorist leader in Tehran.
Real-world consequences for people living in the region. Israel's Iron Dome air defense system triggered over the weekend to intercept attacks from across the border in Lebanon. And with military reinforcements on the way, the State Department issued a do not travel advisory for Lebanon, encouraging U.S. citizens to depart. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
North Korea has marked the delivery of 250 nuclear-capable missile launchers to frontline military units, as leader Kim Jong-un said his country should prepare for prolonged confrontation with the United States. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on unrest in England as far-right rioters clash with police.
Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer has strongly condemned an attack on a hotel housing asylum seekers. Protesters threw objects, including bits of wood, chairs and fire extinguishers, at police officers in the English town of Rotherham. They also attempted to break into the hotel housing asylum seekers as surrounding crowds of far-right protesters cheered them on. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer called their actions far-right thuggery. His comments come as a wave of violence broke out in several towns and cities across the country. The violence came in the wake of a stabbing rampage at a dance class that left three girls dead and many more wounded in Southport. Protesters also clashed with police in the northern town of Middlesbrough. Karen Chamas, London.
Meanwhile, Starmer is holding an urgent meeting with the ministers and top law enforcement officials as he seeks to end the days of street violence and attacks on the hotels. Nigeria's leader has called for an end to mass protests over economic hardship, saying the rallies have turned violent, and he blames a few with a political agenda for driving them. VOA's Joe Ramsey with more.
The protests, which began on Thursday, continued on Sunday after the request by Nigerian President Bola Tinubu. The protests have been accompanied by reports of looting and vandalism, as well as accusations security forces have used excessive force. Amnesty International has reported the deaths of nine protesters in clashes with police, while another four were killed by a bomb. The Nigerian police deny the amnesty report. The protests reflect frustration with the worst cost of living crisis in a generation and accusations of misgovernment and corruption in Africa's most populous country. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 stock index has fallen as much as 7.1% before recovering some lost ground, extending sell-offs that shook markets last week. The index was down about 6% as the market began a midday break. Stocks tumbled Friday on worries the U.S. economy could be cracking under the weight of high interest rates meant to whip inflation. Tropical Storm Debbie has strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane as it heads toward Florida. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say the storm now has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. The storm has already brought rain and flooding to much of the Florida Gulf Coast. Forecasters warn it will likely also thrash the Atlantic coast of the states of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina with rain. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.